And welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. I've got a 30-year career in TV and radio presentation, production and training as well. And I'm passing on these hints and tips for you to help you be a better user of a better voice. How you can inform, how you can entertain, also how you can influence people with how you speak and how you read a script that's in front of you, whether that be for commercial voiceovers or in a broadcast or podcast situation, whether it be audio or whether it be on video. You could be a TV presenter or something like that. You may be on stage, you may be a trainer, you may be a teacher, you may be a religious minister, whatever it happens to be, I'm here to help you. In season two of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice, we're talking about the rate of your read. And yesterday we talked about your average read rate. Today, changing your read rate. Because what are the differences between reading fast and reading slow? If you speak too slowly, an audience may lose interest. If you speak too quickly, they may lose the thread of what you're saying. And if you keep up the same pace throughout, you may sound like a wall of sound or one of those smart speaker AI devices, you know, with that monotonous pace and style of delivery where every single sentence, even though the intonation is getting better and better, the rate of reading stays exactly the same in my experience. So it's important to consider variety of speed if you want to move your content from boring to absorbing. Having a subtle change of tempo without sounding manic, obviously, because that would sound really weird if one moment you're speaking like this and then the very next sentence you speed up and then you slow down a little bit. But if you have a subtle change of tempo, it can help re-engage the listener with what it is that you're trying to communicate. Micro changes, shall we call them, from story to story, from context to context, just as you do when you speak conversationally, helps a story come alive, yeah? As I did just then, slowing down with some of those phrases in that last paragraph and then speeding up to throw away that last bit of information, helping a story come alive. And also, that helps with the understanding, because alive is a word which indicates life, exuberance, energy, exercise. So it might be suggested that you should be reading a phrase with come alive in a lively kind of way. Yeah. Again, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, a lot of this comes down to the way a script is written as to how you're going to interpret it with your voice and with your presentation style. I mean, also, something else we spoke about previously in season one, when we looked at intonation, and I suggested that having too little intonation may make you sound monotone. Well, having too little change in pace may make you sound like a metronome. That's a good line, isn't it? I'm Peter Stewart. We'll continue with this idea tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.